finding morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, on the 17th day of July, 2006. Live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas here, folks. Live in the studios. Batten down your hat, folks. Can you get Chris in here? My microphone is crapping. Hello, hello. No, we're still there. Okay. At any rate, hang on to your hats, folks, because I'll tell you what, my guest coming up here, Joe Cortina, I will tell you this man's bio after this first break. Now, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to what's going on out there. I caught the Wall Street whiz boys today actually suggesting, the question was asked, what is the best investment out there? Some of these guys are actually telling people maybe it's cash now. You see how the system is starting to crumble, folks. Bernanke is coming out with his semi-annual thing to Congress this Wednesday. Some other reports will be hitting, and this has to do with financials. The growth of the nation, or the pulse of the nation, that governmental information will be coming out Thursday. I'm watching the stock market today. The boys that are inside the government, the plunge protection team, went into overdrive to try to slide this, stop this slide on Wall Street, and they were able to keep it. I think it closed down about 8 points over last Friday. Well, it wasn't heading in that direction. It was going further and further, especially on the news with everything that's happening in Israel and Lebanon and Hezbollah and George Bush and everybody ponying up here for the excuse to go into Iran. That's the way I'm taking it. I'm just giving you a thumbnail there. But to have these financial boys actually come out. And by the way, this is all working contrary to what anybody would believe that should be happening. If we've got oil that's over $75 a barrel, that's another thing they were warning people on. You know, this could just escalate. If we have problems in Iran, well, then look for the oil markets to go over the top. They're starting to now use the R word, not D word, the R word, recession on these financial shows. Watch what happens with the stock market this week. The plunge protection team is not going to be able to save this one, folks. The word is out. How can you go into cash when cash has lost 97% of its value? You know, every time I see one of these Wall Street boys, especially on the floor of the exchange, wearing their three-piece suits, stammering and stuttering and trying to jam as much unfactual information that they can in 30 or 60 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever it is. The only thing they're saying is buy, 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 buy. But today, the story is a little bit different. One of these characters actually suggesting, well, if you want a good investment, 5 3/4 is what you'll pick up at the banks on your cash. How pathetic is this? And by the way, folks, the housing market, some of the terms they were using, I could read right through them. They were saying that, yeah, folks have pulled all their money out of their houses and everything else, and they've insulated themselves, but now the time has come to pay the piper. A lot of these guys took these no-interest notes, which have a balloon at the end of it. They're not going to be living in a house anymore. The housing bubble is popping, okay? I'll be back on the other side of this break with my guest today, Joe Cortina. You're not going to want to miss the next 2 hours, I guarantee you.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
By the way, as a little kicker on this, out of the Telegraph, out of England, lead story by Edmund Conway, economics editor. His title of his story, U.S. Could Be Going Bankrupt. Ballooning budget deficit, pensions and welfare, time bomb. He's covering it all, and a lot of information he gleaned right from the Fed itself. So that is another show. The show I'm doing today, ladies and gentlemen, it is important because people are scared out there, okay? People get scared when they're not rooted in something. Whether they're rooted in their spirituality or their finances or their country, they feel their country slipping away. There's a lot of fear out there. The best way to dispel fear is understanding. My guest, right now, he's a retired Florida businessman. He has done substantial world traveling, some purely as a tourist, and in some areas, he says, shall I say, nothing to do with vacationing. He's a former special operations officer and has done intelligence investigation work over 15 years, some of it overseas, mostly in Central America, but also in the Mideast. And his political posture is a conservative, and we've already talked about that. We're going to clarify this conservative versus progressive deal today. And his religious values are Christian, but not this Judeo crap that you're seeing going on today. That's another story. We'll also get into that. Now, he, like I said, is a foreign policy analyst, and he specialized in the Caribbean Basin that particularly included Nicaragua and El Salvador. He has the expertise as a disinformation specialist dealing with the Soviet-instigated active measures and ideological subversion in the United States of America, which, folks, it's in full swing still today. Active measures is a Soviet phrase used to describe overt and covert intelligence gathering techniques designed to advance Moscow's foreign policy objectives and/or influence events in the United States and other foreign countries towards this end. The Kremlin sponsors these operations for the express purpose of influencing the policies and actions of our government to undermine public confidence in our leaders and our institutions, as if they're not doing that enough on their own through their own stupidity and unwillingness to speak the truth, to influence public opinion against selected military, economic, and political programs to disrupt relations between the U.S. and our allies, and to demonstrate that the policies and goals of our countries are detrimental to the growth of the third world countries. Now, some of the techniques used include forged documents, written and oral disinformation, agents of influence. Remember Vladimir Posner. Why does that name sound familiar? Well, he used to do a TV show with that long-time, long-running daytime talk show host. Let me see what his name was. I'll think of it here in a second. It's the guy who got thrown off the air because, and I told his producer 2 weeks before he was being thrown off the air that, in fact, that was going to happen. His producer didn't even know he was going to lose his job. Think of his name here in a second. We've had a busy day up until this to this programming time slot here. I'll think of it in a second. But at any rate, let me move on here. The political influence operations, ergo marches on Washington, the use of the communist parties, the CPUSA inside the United States, and also international network of Soviet-controlled and/or assisted front groups. Now, stateside, he shared his diverse experience in Latin America with several prominent newspapers and magazines. He's participated in various TV and radio panel talk shows and debates. He's addressed and contributed research to prominent conservative Washington, D.C. organizations, such as the Heritage Foundation, National Center for Public Policy Research, the NRA, Council for Inter-American Security, JBS, and Accuracy in Media. And he's also lectured at schools, universities, civic clubs, and political meetings. He has done intense research into domestic leftist activities in the areas of education, government, entertainment, news media, and religion. And his motto is, what you don't know can hurt you. Phil Donahue is who I was trying to remember when it seemed really strange that Phil Donahue, which we know to have leftist tendencies, had what from Russia? Vladimir Posner. That was very strange. I have with me today Joe Cortina. Good afternoon, Mr. Cortina. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, John.
Did I say a mouthful there? Where do we pick this one?
Boy, you got that. I didn't even realize I did all those things.
Yes, you did. You're 69 years old, and your cheese has not slid off your crackers. You see what's going on inside the United States now, and in particular in the Middle East right now. Where do you want to pick up with this? Because you have a wealth of information and experience. You've been globe-trotting for a number of years.
Well, John, I think the most important part of those travels right now, obviously the focus is on the Middle East, and more specifically, in Lebanon right now, where the murder goes on incessantly, hour after day after week. But in Gaza and Palestine's where this whole thing started. And one of the first thoughts I want to leave our listeners with is, remember this, and I don't have enough time in this program to explain it to you, but you have to find out who started the fight in the playground. And it wasn't the Palestinians, okay? This whole mess was started by the Israelis. That's not an opinion. That's a historic fact. Just keep that in mind. Now, that having been said, I was there in the summer, early summer of 89, and I was with the intelligence community. I wasn't there with the Javi Nagila, goody-feely, touchy, warm, fuzzy church group. I was there with professionals. And I won't. I told you what the situation was. I'm just not going to waste time. It's just that's just trivial, interesting stuff. But just take it for granted. I was there with professionals. I got inside Gaza. I was in Hebron, Bathsheba, a lot of the places where there were trouble spots, and saw a lot of things, heard a lot of things that just turned my stomach. I think it's worthy to note that before, this was my first trip to the Middle East. I'd traveled over Europe quite a bit. And I had kind of a preconceived notion at the time that the Israelis were somehow different from American Jews and that they were wonderful, stalwart, great, good, wonderful, brave, courageous, pioneering people. Not so. When I left there, and I also had kind of a bad impression of Arabs, not from experience, just from all the politicos and all the spinmeisters and all the stuff, you throw enough mud, a little of it clings. By the time I left that area some many weeks later, my impression was 180 degrees. I had an odium for the Israelis, which I will carry to the grave with me, which is well-founded, as you will find out later in this program. And I developed a respect for at least the Arab peoples I had contact with. The Saudis, I spent time in Egypt and so on. I was very well treated. I found them to be honest and so forth and so on. At any rate, John, you know some of the experiences I had there. Which ones would you like to start with?
Well, off of your just your sheet that you gave me, your informational sheet, we were talking before the program, but you'd brought up many, many different things. I'd like to go into a little bit more of what your how you were indirectly tied to the Israeli Defense Forces and how, as a private sector American, what you experienced over there and how you got this information and who you were with, not necessarily by name or group, but say as much as you can without them coming and gunning down in your neighborhood this evening.
Yeah. Well, the situation was that the ranking American liaison officer to the IDF at that time, who was living in Tel Aviv, was my old comrade in arms when we were young lieutenants together in the 60s, training combat troops during the Berlin crisis. We maintained the friendship, and without getting into all the details, one thing led to another, and he finally got this particular duty post, and he said, "Hey, you want to come over here and visit? We'll go have some fun. I'll show you some things you'll never have even imagined you could see." And that was an understatement. The first evening there was at a guest at his house. He lives about two blocks from the Med, about two blocks south of the that big armaments plant up there, IDI, I believe, Israeli Defense Industries, something like that. And anyway, they had a party that was kind of something for me, just kind of a welcoming party. It was full of people from Mossad, Langley, Virginia, Aberdeen Proving Ground. It was a hodgepodge of intellectual and intelligence people like you would only see in the movies. I mean, I had people kind of watching their P's and Q's when they were talking to me because it was a party and we were drinking a little bit. I got interested in some kind of hypervelocity tank shells that they were testing at Aberdeen, and this guy had to stop himself right in the middle. He said, I really can't be talking about this. Anyway, it was an interesting evening. And from then, it just got more and more interesting, more bizarre, and more revealing. Everything I said is the absolute truth. I have no reason to lie about this. I don't work for, I'm a retired businessman. I'm a former Green Beret A-team commander from the 60s. I have a flawless military record. I have a flawless civic record. Anybody's more than welcome to check it out.
All right.
And all I'm doing this for is to hopefully get American people to wake up and realize what in the name of God they are doing.
Okay, hold that thought. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back with my guest today, Joe Cortina.
headline news, activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RVNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
During the break, I'm checking out one of these financial shows on MSNBC, and they're talking about the real growth stocks out there has been in the defense industry for the last 5 or 6 years. The man that's doing the show, and I can't remember this, and I'll use the term loosely, gentleman's name, but he just tied up Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, with all the terrorist activities. Geez, he didn't even get around to Al-Qaeda. Probably that's for his next scare segment. But the United States is going to be spending more on military. They're going to be spending more on homeland security. And that's a safe place to hedge your bets in the stock market. I about threw up on the carpet. This is exactly what we have been talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, the backdoor approach, let me say this before we continue with Joe Cortina. This is the backdoor approach to Iran. They tried the same run-up to Iran with the same kind of measly hodgepodge intelligence that we used for Afghanistan and Iraq. And I think the Joy Boys there in the Oval Office know that that pig's not going to fly again. So what they're suggesting is that we've got to move troops in there from the United Nations on the border of Israel and to Lebanon, in order to stop these attacks, these terrorist attacks. And if you don't know the history of Israel, then you don't know squat. Because out of that were the first-rate terrorists of this planet, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't mean that to demean all Jewish people around the planet. But I am talking about the secular state of Israel. I am talking about this disease that has infested our own government and that plans to turn the Arab world on its head. Joe, they're doing the run-up again. They're doing it again. Their disinformation program. And I'll tell you who the number one contributor of troops are going to be under the aegis of the United Nations. You know, we weren't building all those bases over there in Iraq for absolutely nothing. You know, this drawdown that they're talking about, well, by the end of the year, maybe we can look at reduction of numbers. No, we have popped Iraq inside out. They are literally now in the Stone Age. And they plan to do that with Iran, Syria, Lebanon. It does not matter. Your comments on that?
Well, you're going to see some horrible things happen here as soon as these serial wars continue. Look for gas prices here to jump to $5 to $6, $7. Maybe that'll wake up, be a little bit of smell of coffee to a few people that realize it ain't the Arabs. It was the Israelis that caused this, not the Arabs. It's going to end up, I think obviously a lot of people have talked about this, and it's not my idea, but I agree with it. This is going to end up in Armageddon. It's going to end up in World War III. And we're going to be one of the losers. We're being used by the Israelis, as they have always used us from day one. Their whole way of doing things is a lie. Even their motto, their war motto, is wage war by deception. Or by deception we wage war. Well, they got that right. Now, by deception, they do everything. We're going to be in serious trouble here. Our military force, the draft may have to come back. Reenlistments are not going up. Kids decide they don't want to end up being slaughtered on a battlefield for another somebody else's flag. They're not getting enough troops. And what they're going to have to do is lower their standards. You're going to see this happen real soon. I don't mean next year. You're going to see this happen. Very, very soon.
Well, they've already stated on these a lot of these financial shows, and some of the economists out there have already made the statement that if this continues and this instability in the Middle East, that's going to push those price per barrel of oil up into that 90, 100, and beyond range. And they have
absolutely. And they have going to go out of sight.
And they have categorically said that if that happens, you might as well just shut the door on the economy of the United States because we are way overextended with this war, which, by the way, I thought Bush, when he landed on the aircraft carrier, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Declared the war to be over. But it's this continuing war on terrorism that all countries are being brought under the aegis of the United Nations and its Security Council. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, to the words that they're using. World community. World this, community that. You know,
you have to remember, the biggest terrorists in this world right now are the Israelis. Incidentally, for you people listening out there, okay, it's quiz time. Listen up, because your life, your children, your grandchildren, the reason this country may end up on the ash heap of history, and I am dead serious, I've lived long enough to see a lot of things happening. To prevent that, you're going to have to wake up, and you're going to have to start realizing some things. Who is the only country in the Mideast who has weapons of mass destruction? Let's get through all the lies and the smoke screens and all this rubbish and you know, bull hockey.
We're coming up on a break here. We got a long, about a 20-minute segment coming up. Remember me, folks, on this network saying this show, which, by the way, I don't think Joe Cortina has ever heard this show before. What have I been harping on for the last year has been these weapons of mass destruction, 400 nuclear weapons, even launchable off of their submarines now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
What I said prior to break, I hope people were paying attention because this is something you will never, ever, 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 ever hear on mainstream media when they're covering Middle Eastern affairs. Mordecai Vanunu, aside from his solution that the United Nations is the ticket to the Middle East, other than that, you will never hear the mainstream media talking about the 400 nuclear weapons that Israel possesses in any kind of delivery platform imaginable. They have it all. And the real problem in the Middle East right now is that these Arab countries have no defensive nuclear weapons at their disposal. You saw the lies concerning Iraq with the yellow cake. Oh, they're thinking about doing the nuclear thing. Well, the same thing with Iran. Well, you notice now that that story was not working. They put that back on the shelf. And I do believe what's going on right now in the Middle East is intelligence agencies stirring it up for the behest of the Israelis. Remember their road map to peace. These people that are surrounding them over there, these Arab nations, do not pose a threat to Israel as long as Israel has these nuclear weapons in their arsenal. Joe, any argument with that one?
No. Like I said, one of the things that people have to realize, I started to say, was, you know, the quiz, who is the only country who has weapons of mass destruction? Who is the only country that has weapons of mass destruction in the Mideast, that has, and a lot of people, you may not even realize this, has threatened to use them against the United States of America if necessary. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, now you know it. Which is the only country in the world since 1941 in December that has actually made a pure act of war by definition against the body of the United States? And you got people out there, oh, the attack on the coal and this and that. I said, no, that's not the definition. It's a nation. It's the sovereign nation whose leaders have decided to do something like the Admiralty and Hirohito and so on decided to attack Pearl Harbor, which is the only country who's done that since 1941. The rogue state of Israel. And everybody should know this. There are tens of thousands of family members and people who are widows, orphans, and so on, who know this only too bitterly well. They're the survivors of the United States ship Liberty. Folks, does that ring a bell out there? An act of war. They slaughtered over 200 of our fathers, sons, brothers, and neighbors, and got away with it clean. Even as the blood was running hot on the decks of the ship, literally, a defenseless ship, and our men, our Air Force Americans were on their way to help our own countrymen. Lyndon B. Johnson had the flight, the admiral, I believe it was Admiral Moore, I'm not sure about that, who was the commander of the Med Fleet at the time, and this real American patriot scrambled his jets in defense of fellow Americans, which he should have, any American would. That cowardly, spineless puppet ordered these people to stand down and allow our fathers, sons, and brothers to continue to be slaughtered. The only thing that didn't happen was they couldn't sink the Liberty.
They tried.
Torpedoed it. You know the whole story.
Yeah, they tried, but they couldn't sink it.
Why don't Americans know about that? Were you aware? You probably knew this. Were you aware that the President of the United States ordained that if any member survivor of that crew spoke about the incident, he would be subject to a general court-martial and go to Leavenworth? Did you know that?
I had heard that. Why was he covering
up? You bet. Hey, you want to talk to the survivors? You want to talk to the people who wrote the book? Call them up and ask them. Listeners, go on your website and look up the USS Liberty and see what our ally did to our son. They're butchers, murderers, killers.
Well, we have Billy Crystal and the boys with his project for a new American century, which, by the way, if you've noticed, Joe, the other players, the other project for a new American century faces, they're not all over the news like they used to be, Richard Pearl and the boys. The only one they're depending on is William Crystal, Bill Crystal. And he just came out. And Juan Williams is no vanguard of the truth on Fox News, that's for sure. But Crystal, he said, look, our coddling of Iran, he said, if I can use the neutral term like that, over the last 6 to 9 months has emboldened them. I mean, is Iran behaving like a timid regime that's very worried about the U.S., or is Iran behaving recklessly in a foolhardy way? Says to him, he says, well, isn't that the result of what's happening in Iraq? He said, no, it's a result of our deducing from the situation in Iraq that we can't stand up to Iran. What kind of how stupid do they think the American people are, Joe?
Well, I have to bite my lip, but I can't, I can't really concord with you on this because the American people are stupid. We're the most ignorant people on the face of the earth. And the proof of that is that after shows like this, I'll be glad to let people talk to me. I'm a real person. I'm a real flesh and blood person. I have a real reputation. It's taken me a long time to gather it, and I can prove it, and I can have people speak up for me. I've written for prominent think tanks and magazines, and I built this reputation. You're welcome to talk to me about it. If the truth gets out, you're going to see people like Pearl and these neocons strung from light poles, not by thugs and hoodlums, by mothers and fathers of murdered naval people and people who've been betrayed in this country time and time again. When they find out these people's loyalties are to the rogue state of Israel, not to the stars and stripes of the United States.
Joe, why do they keep referring to Israel as being our strategic partner in the Middle East? What is the war against the Muslim nations over there that the United States is surreptitiously, through Israel, waging?
Well, I mean, what are they going to call it? The enemy? They have to call them an ally. It sounds good. And the dumb, ignorant, salivating, pasty-faced, obese-looking people that you see in the audience for when TV goes on Falwell's Flock over there, people that all look like the, you ever seen a deer at night, you know, if you ever driven in the country and caught a deer's eyes in your headlight of your car, that look, that's what you see in those church pews. These people aren't Christians. They're apostates of everything that this country stands for. They're emissaries for the devil. They've got a lot of blood on their hands, a lot of innocent blood on their hands. And unless people wake up, it's going to continue, and it's going to continue up in a disaster for the United States. There's no other way out.
By the way, Joe, our friends and pals of Israel are hard at work right now. We just had, Mr. Producer, was that an international call? Rhode Island? Yeah, we're coming through on one of our outlets, shortwave, as if we're aliens on helium. In other words, it's not even cognitive what we're speaking on the shortwave. So there you go. We had this problem about a week ago also. Not only did our phones go down, our satellite went down, the shortwave was jammed. They did everything but come in here and throw bombs at us.
You have to remember, these are the most sanguine, violent, pernicious, sadistic people on the face of the earth. Look at what they've done. Look at the pictures of children. I'm talking about children who've had holes blown in them big enough to put a grapefruit in on the other side, not one or two, not collateral damage. These kids are targeted, and we will get to that later. These people are ruthless, cold-blooded killers. I was there. I was on the inside. I know.
Bring that up to present day, Joe. What are we doing to Iraq right now? What have we done with depleted uranium, which the media will not talk about?
Well, I think the best example of that is probably Afghanistan. There, I forget the metric tonnage. It was an immense number. It was just a mind-boggling number of hundreds of thousands of tons of, DU weaponry, and these poor people are coming out, the women, there's been countless suicides from women who are giving birth to children with misforming and all misshapen and, you know, three arms and things like that, and they think that it's their fault and they have done some compact with the devil or, you know, something like that, and they're actually committing suicide over it. And this is our gift to them. This is what we've done to those people. We've tested it. It's just a toy to us because we can't call a piece of garbage black person a nigger in this country. That's forbidden. Oh, that is an absolute, that's a no-no, okay? But even if he is just a pure piece of malevolent, you know, thieving piece of garbage, but you can't say that. But we take people that we've never done us any harm, and we are taught to hate them. We call them openly, and I'm talking about general grade officers.
That was the same program that was played on the blacks here in America. It became a cottage industry. These were people, look, a people divided, Joe, do not go after a common foe. That's as old in the intelligence game as the hills are.
Who do you suppose is keeping us divided?
Well,
who started the ACLU?
Exactly. No, I understand.
Who started the term itself, African American?
And that was the hyphenated
Americans?
Have you
ever heard other ethnic group in the world, proudly tell you that you must relate to them by their ethnicity in a hyphenated word, such as mine may be Italian or something like that. I'll tell you what, in my group of Anglo, pure Anglo friends, if I insisted on being referred to as an Italian American and was offended if I wasn't, I'd be considered such an insolent, arrogant pain in the ass that I would never be welcome back there. But yet you will see every single facility constantly talking about African Americans when none of these people were ever born in Africa. Most of them can't find Africa on the map. And the only African Americans I have ever met were a bunch of white rugby players from Durban, South Africa. They were true African Americans.
The game has been played, and Joe, I'll tell you what, I've spent a number of years on this, and I'm talking in the Deep South. They were putting their front people out as if this was going to be their solution. And I talked to them, and basically we made a change. And I basically said this to them. I said, look, you keep squabbling over this black-white issue. They're going to continue to pull the rug out from under you. We're all going to be sitting on our keisters and wonder what happened to us. That was the same program that was played. And I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. You've been in the military.
There is a purposeful divisiveness. This is not an accident. It's nothing to do with racism. It is a program of the Jews against Christians. They want to divide us. They want to keep us. They want to keep the pot stirred. And they want us to have to keep saying, I never owned a slave. You were never a slave. Your father was never a slave. My father never owned slaves. So let's get over it. Come on. And they want to keep that pot stirred.
Well, and it's just and it's the same industry that we see the Pharisees using, the cottage industry of the Holocaust.
The real Holocaust, John, was the 20 million verifiable. Incidentally, I've got a nice paper. I'd like to send it to you. And it happens to come from the Verona Papers in the Soviet Union. You remember when the Freedom of Information Act and all that was released?
Right.
And you know what the numbers were according to the Soviets? This is not according to some, you know, Southern racist magazine. According to the Soviets, it wasn't 6 million or 5 million or 4 million. It was in six figures. Granted, that's an awful lot of people. But the point is, it was a lie. I caught the American military, the Signal Corps, in a lie on a film. This brings up a whole thing I want to talk to you about after the program. I caught them in a lie about that, and this needs to be put out to the public.
Well, and
these weren't accidents. Yeah. These are purposeful things which are done, and the public is buying this and these things. It's just lie after lie after lie, and it keeps the pot stirred. It keeps hate going,
yep.
And that's what they want to do, keep us divided, keep us divided.
I'm on the page with you with a card-carrying communist from the ACLU. You know, people, their organization is presented to the American people as if they are the saviors of the Constitutional Republic, and that they're there for freedom and rights. When all the while their own organization is working overtime to undermine the principles of this nation.
Well, of course they are. I did a lot of work and research on the ACLU. That's one of my salient topics. I probably wrote one of my best papers on that. And I just love it. You almost have to smile when you see this. You almost have to see some kind of bizarre dark humor in it. When you see these Christian organizations that finally have enough guts to alert people to the fact that Justice Moore's courthouse is in danger, and they're removing the tablets with the words of God on this and that and the other, and they're doing this, and they, and I see the word they, and I'm waiting to see it.
Yeah, who is they?
Where's the Jews? So it's always they. I finally called up, and I know these people, and I said, the day you stop your temerity, the day you stop your spinelessness and stop saying they and say the Jews and the ACLU, that's what it's all about, were the ones that removed the tablets, the laws of God from Justice Moore's courthouse, and not a person
And let's
lifted
not
a finger to defend that. We're too busy with our cold Budweisers and sitting in our churches and listening to hate speeches about how we should kill Arab children.
Well, and Joe, let us not forget the other player in that scenario was Morris Dees, his Southern Poverty Law Center.
another he's a real sicko.
Yeah, another fine organization out there.
Would you be interested in to have a copy of Morris's entire proceedings? I have the whole thing. I have the whole transcript of his divorce court proceedings.
No, we've already chased him off of radio and television airwaves by bringing up those divorce proceedings and what his wife had to say.
His wife divorced him because of his homosexual perversions and
all that stuff. We got to take the break. We'll be right back.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We are back. During the break, we were talking about the old divide and conquer routine. Joe, do you want to expound on a statement that you made a little bit earlier?
Yeah, John, I want to clear that up for you because I certainly don't want muddy any water. Let me make this perfectly crystal clear to any and all listeners. There's a friend of mine here sitting in my office who's known me for about 30 years, who knows my makeup, my morality, and everything, and she just heard that. And she started laughing. She couldn't believe anybody would even insinuate. Of course,
I wasn't. Laughing.
They don't know me out there. All right, let me
my molars were cracking in the back of my mouth here.
My comment was, and my words were, if, I was using an example, I said if anyone should call a black person a nigger, if, I said that is a taboo in the United States. Okay, I have never in my life called a black man a nigger, for the record. Ever, never, will, never have. Okay? I was partially raised by a black woman. As a matter of fact, my friend here probably didn't realize that. I was partially raised by a black woman. I watched my grandfather. I lived with my grandfather at the time. He cried twice. He was a soldier of fortune, one of the most manly men I've ever known in my life. He cried once when my grandmother died and once when Lucy died. This was the maid that took care of him. I never saw him cry before. He's the toughest man I've ever seen. And I'll guarantee you, I was brought up that way. If anybody would have ever insinuated or called her in any kind of derogatory way, they would have had to answer to him. I have at least twice in my life, and this has been witnessed, one time I almost went to jail. The other time I almost ended up being beat up by the Klan, the defending black people. I wouldn't allow police to arrest one of my black employees. And I went out there and defended him, and I got in front of him. I said, you're not going to take this mantle. I know what's going on. So let's get that crystal, crystal clear.
We went over it so quickly, I was afraid that a lot of people in this audience...
I understand that you didn't take it that way, but I'm doing this, so anybody that's listening, I want it crystal clear. You will probably never meet... How many people will you meet who've actually, literally, risked their freedom, risked their safety, their mortal safety, to protect black people?
Well,
and I can let you talk to people or anybody.
Well, that's fine.
I want to clarify that.
Yeah, because you are a person that, if anybody on planet Earth here, you know about the disinformation programs. You know how they get in there and disintegrate societies. Just as we're witnessing right now, the multiculturalism scheme on a grand scale. Just as blacks are starting to make inroads into the society, once again, not the first time, mind you, the second time, now what do we bring in? Well, let's bring in 40 million illegals that are illiterate from Mexico under the pretense that they're going to do jobs Americans won't stoop to do. Same thing, only this is a program on steroids.
Exactly. Exactly. And the reason it has... succeeded or is succeeding is because we don't confront it. This is what upsets me so much, is that people that don't have any spine. I was taught from a very young... I mean, the first confrontation I had that I can remember, I must have been, I don't know, 4 years old, something like... I can't remember anything before or anything for years after that. I remember hot tears in my eyes, and I saw a guy tie a can to the tail of a little puppy dog. And this kid was 5 or 6 years older than I was. I'm not a particularly brave soul just because I was a paratrooper. I'm not a coward, but I'm not a hero. I went after him with a vengeance. That was the first confrontation of justice I can remember in my life. And I have lived my life by that code. If you see an evil, react to it right then and there. If you know you're right, make it right. Take that wrong and make it right. And the reason we're in trouble is because people won't do that.
I understand. We got a break. We'll be back second hour right after this.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us
are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.